Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe. Or, at least, on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
It was a friendship that seemed unlikely at first. A teenage pop sensation and a music mogul, decades apart in age, but drawn together by fame and influence. For years, Sean Diddy Combs and Justin Bieber appeared side by side in public, their bond seemingly one of mentor and mentee, of shared success and celebrity. Diddy, the music titan who had shaped careers and ruled the industry, and Bieber, the young boy wonder, skyrocketing to fame at an age when most are still figuring out who they are. But now, in the shadow of allegations against Diddy, serious, disturbing allegations of sexual assault, abuse, and sex trafficking, those once innocuous days of their friendship are being revisited with a new lens. And Justin Bieber is reportedly struggling to come to terms with it all. The charges against Diddy, including accusations of running a sprawling operation that exploited women and engaged in acts of violence and coercion, have left shockwaves, not just through the music industry, but through the lives of those who once called him a friend. Justin Bieber, one of his former protégés, finds himself caught in the emotional crossfire of a scandal so vast that it's hard to imagine anyone walking away unaffected. Justin is in a hard place mentally right now, a source close to the pop star recently revealed. For Bieber, the allegations are more than just headlines. They are personal. He has such a history with Diddy, and the allegations against him have been hard to process. A source continued, "What's even more telling is that Bieber has reportedly been advised to distance himself from the situation. Quote, to stay as far away as possible from everything related to Diddy and his growing legal troubles. And for a man like Bieber, whose past with Diddy was once so visible, the distancing isn't just physical, it's mental, emotional, and public. But where does the complicated friendship begin, and how did a young Justin Bieber find himself so intertwined with one of the most powerful figures in music, a figure now facing some of the most serious criminal allegations one can imagine? It was during Bieber's rise to superstardom that Diddy entered the picture. At the time, Bieber was just a teenager, a boy with a golden voice, an iconic haircut, and the world at his feet. Diddy, on the other hand, was already well-established, a powerhouse in the music world, having built an empire that stretched far beyond his own rap career. From the outside, it seemed like the perfect mentor-protege relationship. Diddy took Bieber under his wing, introducing him to the lavish world of celebrity, a world filled with parties, connections, and experiences that few, if any, teenagers would ever encounter. In old interviews, Diddy often spoke about Bieber with a certain pride. In one resurfaced YouTube video titled 48 Hours with Diddy, the mogul is heard saying, "Where we hanging out and what we doing, we can't really disclose, but it's definitely a 15-year-old's dream." There's a certain giddiness in his voice, as if the entire arrangement is a thrilling adventure. "We going go full buck, full crazy," Diddy adds with a grin. At the time, it may have seemed harmless, just an older mentor giving a young star a taste of the good life. But in the context of today's allegations, some are beginning to question the nature of that relationship and the implications of Diddy's influence on such a young, impressionable star. Bieber, now 30 years old, looks back on that time with perhaps a different perspective. Another video that has surfaced shows a visibly uncomfortable Bieber interacting with Diddy, who confronts him on why they don't hang out the way they used to. In this awkward exchange, Bieber responds, "You tried to get in contact with me throughout all my partners and whatnot, but you never got my number. So, want my number? It's a moment that feels strained, revealing perhaps a crack in the seemingly carefree relationship the public once saw. But these interactions are just a small part of a larger picture. What complicates things further is the resurgence of another video clip, this time from 2011, during an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Diddy, seated next to a much younger Bieber, jokingly warns the pop star not to discuss what they do together. He knows better than to be talking about the things that he does with Big Brother Puff, Diddy says with a smile, while the audience laughs. In 2011, this may have seemed like a harmless quip between friends, but today, given the accusations against Diddy, that same line takes on a darker, more unsettling tone. For Bieber, these resurfaced memories and clips come at a time when he's dealing with much more than just public scrutiny. According to insiders, Bieber is completely disgusted by the charges against Diddy, allegations that range from sexual assault to trafficking minors. It's difficult for him reportedly to reconcile the man he once looked up to with the man now at the center of these horrific accusations. And yet, even as these revelations have come to light, Bieber is trying to move forward, finding solace in the positive aspects of life. He's recently become a father, welcoming a baby boy named Jack with his wife, Hailey Bieber. Friends say that his role as a father has provided him with a much-needed distraction, giving him something good to focus on during what is undoubtedly a turbulent time. His happiness being a dad has outweighed his anxiety about Diddy, a source close to Bieber explained, adding that the singer has wanted nothing to do with Diddy's ongoing legal battles. It's in his past, and that's where he wants to leave it. But despite Bieber's desire to move on, it's impossible to entirely escape the shadow of his past and the friendship with Diddy. Even as Bieber keeps his distance, the media and public have not been as willing to let go. People want answers. They want to understand the nature of their relationship. And more importantly, they want to know if Bieber ever witnessed or experienced anything inappropriate during his time with Diddy. While Bieber himself has not been directly implicated in any of the allegations against Diddy, his name has repeatedly been brought up in discussions about the mogul's past. The resurfaced videos, the awkward interactions, the mentorship, all of it is now being viewed in a very different light, with many questioning whether Bieber, as a young and impressionable teenager, was ever put in compromising situations. Was he too a victim of the same manipulative power dynamics that Diddy allegedly exerted over others? Or was he simply a bystander, unaware of the darker side of the man he once called a friend? For now, Bieber remains silent on the specifics, focusing instead on his family and his mental health. But the emotional toll is evident. Just days ago, Bieber was spotted leaving a Los Angeles hotspot, Chateau Marmont, alone with a somber look on his face. Photos show him sitting behind the wheel of his car, his expression pensive, his mind seemingly elsewhere. It's hard not to wonder what's going through his head, how he's processing the betrayal, the disgust, the loss of a friendship he once valued. Diddy, meanwhile, remains behind bars, facing the full weight of the charges against him. His legal team has made repeated attempts to secure his release on bond, but each time, the courts have denied them. As he awaits trial, more and more stories are resurfacing, painting a picture of a man who allegedly used his wealth and power to exploit, coerce, and abuse. It's a fall from grace that few could have predicted, and yet here we are. The relationship between Diddy and Bieber, once a symbol of mentorship in the world of entertainment, is now clouded by the allegations swirling around Diddy. Bieber, for his part, is doing everything he can to separate himself from that chapter of his life, hoping to focus on the future and leave the past behind. But in a world where public memory is long and where resurfaced footage can ignite questions and concerns, moving on may not be as easy as it seems. And so the story continues to unfold. As Diddy's trial looms and new details emerge, Bieber finds himself in an unenviable position, caught between his past and his present, between the man he once admired and the reality of what that man allegedly did. For now, he's keeping his distance, focusing on his family and trying to move forward. But no matter how far he goes, the shadow of the Diddy scandal and their complicated history may follow him for years to come.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
Well, they said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.